CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 18th of April 2021. Here are the main news headlines. Vote now in RSGB elections. New 122 gigs DX record. Video explains EMF calculator. Voting in the RSGB elections closes at 0900 on Thursday the 22nd of April. Don't miss your opportunity to decide who you would like to represent you as RSGB president and on the RSGB Board of Directors. You can find voting guidance and read statements from all the candidates on the RSGB website. RSGB members can submit written questions in advance for Board Directors. Please note that the form will only be available until voting ends. The AGM takes place on the 24th. After the formal business ends, there'll be a presentation by John Rogers, M0JAV, on the new EMF license regulations. For all information, including how to watch the AGM live, go onto the RSGB website. UK amateurs continue to create new DX records on the 122 gigs millimetre wave band. On the 7th of April, using barely 1 milliwatt, a new all-time UK record was set. The contact was between Roger G8CUB and Chris G0FDZ from Danbury Hill in Essex to the Isle of Sheppey, a distance of nearly 36 kilometres. This is all the more remarkable given the very low powers and high atmospheric loss due to an oxygen resonance that affects this particular microwave band. RSGB Board Director and EMC Chairman John Rogers, M0JAV, has created a helpful video to demonstrate how to use the RSGB stroke Ofcom EMF calculator. The calculator itself has also been updated on the RSGB website. You can find links to the video from the website. The RSGB's new Friendship on the Air Awards links in with the chosen theme of Home But Never Alone for World Amateur Radio Day, today the 18th of April. It's a chance to get on the air, represent your club and have proper chat with radio amateurs across the airwaves. There are monthly and annual awards for individuals, clubs and the highest scoring club in each region. To find out how to take part, go to the RSGB website. Belgian individual operators and radio clubs are authorised to replace their ON prefix with OS between the 18th of April and the 12th of December. This is celebrating World Amateur Radio Day on the 18th of April and the 120th anniversary of Marconi's first reception of transatlantic radio signals on the 12th of December in 1901. The RSGB remote invigilation exams have been very successful during the COVID-19 lockdown. Last week, the remote invigilation exam team saw the 1,000th intermediate candidate pass their exam. Congratulations to all the students. Over 3,100 candidates have made the first step into the hobby by obtaining a foundation pass, and over 330 to the full licence. Thanks go to the team of volunteers who run the programme. We're very grateful for their effort during these difficult times. The latest GB2RS broadcast schedule can now be downloaded from the RSGB site. We're always looking for new readers to join the team around the UK and Crown dependencies. If you could like to find out more and you're an RSGB member with a full or intermediate licence, please contact GB2RS Manager via email gb2rs.manager@rsgb.org.uk. Eugene Marlowe is in the very late stages of producing a documentary about China starting in the 1920s. He's looking for high-resolution photos of the use of radio in the 1920s in China to incorporate into the documentary. If you think you have any photos that could be used, please contact him via email. That's meilenterprises@aol.com. That's meilenterprises@aol.com. Now for DX News, Joe 9H5JO will be on the air at weekends during April from Malta between 1200 and 1300 UTC each Saturday and Sunday. He'll listen specifically for Foundation licensees on or very close to 14.268 megs. This could be a really good opportunity to get Malta in your logbook. Mark W5MED is stationed in McMurdo Station on Ross Island in Antarctica, AN011, until October. He'll operate KC4USV on the 18th of April at 0600 to 0800 UTC and 2100 UTC until midnight. Look for him on or around 14243 kHz SSB and 14070 kHz FT8 QSL direct to K7MT and Logbook of the World. JW1I is the call club sign for the meteorological station on Bear Island, EU027 Svalbard. The operator is Erling, JW/LB2PG, who's expected to stay there until the 15th of May, QSL via the Bureau. Now for special event news, today the 18th of April is World Amateur Radio Day, with the theme Home But Never Alone. The South African Radio League is holding a QSO party from 0600 to 1800 UTC on all bands and modes. Participants must contact various stations to obtain points adding up to 96, because the IARU and the SARL are both celebrating their 96th anniversary in this year, 2021. Special certificates are available. Full details, search online for SARL Ward, WARD, QSO party. GB1PF will be on the air from the 23rd to the 26th of April, operated by members of Fort Purbrook, ARC. Activity will be from members' homes, with an activity planned on HF using CWSSB and data, and VHF-UHF using SSB and FM. GB1PPP has been issued to G0CCT until the 30th of April to commemorate the life of Prince Philip, who passed away on the 9th of April. Contest news now, with different parts of the UK having different lockdown restrictions. Follow your local and national rules, please. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC. All modes, the exchanger signal report serial number and locator. Wednesday, it's the SSB leg of the 80-metre club championships running 1900 to 2030 UTC. Exchanger serial is signal report serial number and locator. Next weekend, the SPDX RITI contest runs 24 hours, 1200 UTC on the 24th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchanger signal report and serial number. SB stations also send their province code. Next Sunday, the 25th, the Bartag Sprint 75 contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC, 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange is just the serial number. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. On Friday, the 16th of April, the sun continued to remain quiet last week, with a maximum solar flux index of 75.3 on the 12th, and a maximum sunspot number of 17, sunspot region 2814, whose physical width was equivalent to 4 Earth diameters, spawned a few B-class solar flares but showed little sign of growing, and as you read or hear this report, will be rotating out of view of the sun's limb. The stereo ahead spacecraft is showing some future potential spots, with two areas exhibiting magnetic activity, but it's too early to say whether these will amount to much when they rotate onto the visible solar disk. What is more obvious is a large coronal hole that will be Earth-facing by Friday and promising a high-speed solar wind that will hit us by late Saturday or Sunday. This is predicted to make the KP index rise to an estimated 5, although rather like the rise in the KP index on Tuesday the 15th, it's likely to be short-lived. The KP index rises, expect a decrease in maximum usable frequencies until the ionosphere recovers. NOAA predicts the SFI will be in the range of 72 to 75 next week, with relatively calm geomagnetic conditions once we get past the KP index increase this weekend. We're now probably just a couple of weeks away from the start of the sporadic E season, and the weather forecast for this next week is quite good. It may be an ideal opportunity to check your 10-metre antennas. One upcoming highlight is the International Marconi Day on Saturday the 24th of April, when special event stations in locations with a significance to Marconi's work will operate around the world. For more details, search GB4IMD. Now for VHF and up, with another week of high pressure on the charts, it'll be a tropo theme for propagation, although for some of the time, the surface area, which ideally should be cool and moist, looks likely to be cold and dry, so tropo may not be as strong as it might be. Sometimes the presence of a misty low cloud or fog in the morning will put things right temporarily, but conditions will fade thereafter as the fog or cloud clears. Northwestern parts of the British Isles will have some spells of frontal rain and a chance of some rain scatter, but even here the high will become more dominant later. That leaves us with approaching sporadic E season to consider. It's coming, but these early season opportunities tend to be fleeting and more likely on the lower bands like 10 metres and 6 metres using digital modes. With the moon at maximum positive declination today and falling path losses towards perigee a week on Monday, it's a good week for EME. There'll be long moon windows and high peak elevations. Thursday the 22nd sees the peak of the April Lyrids meteor shower, and on Friday the smaller Pi Puppids. These showers signal the end of the annual meteor activity minimum, and already there are signs of more meteor reflections being reported, so get looking for the usual frequencies for the mainly digimode activity. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all for me also. Until next week.